Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, good morning to you. This is Breakfast Business. Happy Fridays to everyone. I'm Emmett Oliver, sitting in for Joe Lynam this morning. And coming up today, we'll be talking about that American college football game that's coming to town. Over 100 million euros of an economic boost to the city. We'll hear about Google's latest phone attempt to take on Apple and Samsung. And of course, we'll have the latest on the markets. But first, let's have a brief rattle through this morning's financial press. We have in the Irish Independent, we have IMI board confirms takeover bid is being considered amid challenging conditions. So this is the Irish Management Institute out near the Dundrum Town Centre. Hasn't been doing well financially, according to the story. It has a 13-acre campus in Sandyford, South Dublin. And what the story seems to suggest is that there will be a takeover bid coming. It is currently owned by UCC. And the fact of its location in a very, I suppose, well-heeled part of Dundrum may be an attraction for a buyer, with the property element featuring in the speculation there. We'll have to see what happens. UCC obviously will need it to be a sign-off on that particular transaction. Over in the Irish Times, we have Intel. Today is the deadline for staff to apply if they want to take voluntary redundancy. According to the story, we could be looking at several hundred redundancies, maybe between 600 and 750. Obviously, the company will be hoping most of those are voluntary, but we don't know what will happen if they don't get all of them in that format. It talks about the size of the package that's available there, other benefits being cut as well. According to the story, it's a 5 weeks pay per year of service, and there's a cap of 500,000 on the redundancy package in total. Also, people who have a car allowance may have that cut. This is all part of a cost-cutting programme which has global ramifications. And over in the Examiner, they're talking about Seamus Coffey. He's an economist also down in UCC. That college seems to be appearing over the papers this morning. He is an economist with UCC, and he's been appointed as chairperson of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council. So this is the body that sort of keeps watch on the fiscal plans of the government and the stability of the coffers and so on. So he'll have an influential position as we go into election year and also the budget later on this year as well. Now, money is not in short supply, certainly this weekend, because 115 million euro of an economic boost is to be applied to the city as it hosts the Aer Lingus College Football Classic. That's a game between Georgia Tech and Florida State University. It'll also be televised, broadcast live in the United States as well. And here with me in studio is Padraig O'Kane, who is the co-founder and director of the Aer Lingus College Football Classic and the man responsible for all of this. Sounds morning, like an accusation, Padraig. Move in close to that microphone there. First of all, how are we all set for this amazing event? Arrangements, logistics and all in hand?
Yeah, we're good. 12 months in the planning. So, we're in a really good place. And I think when we talk about the economic benefit, it's a real economic benefit for Ireland. So these guys, we have about 25,500 Americans in town. A lot of them have been in town for a week or will be staying on extended. So on average, they stay in about 6.77 nights, three or four in Dublin or three or four around the country. So it's where normal big sporting events come in. It's a quick hit in Dublin and gone again. This really does benefit the entire economy, and I think we feel it every length and breadth of the country.
Now, just give Irish people a sense of our perspective on the scale and size of this thing and the impact, because obviously a lot of Irish people are more used to the NFL, which they see on their television. This is college football. But just give those who don't know, the uninitiated, just an idea of the size and scale of these type of events.
Yeah, look, I mean, college football in the United States, it's a multi-billion dollar organization. They really get their alumni follow their team so well. So we're fortunate. If you take someone like Florida State and Georgia Tech that are in with us, Florida State on a normal Saturday in Tallahassee will have 80,000 plus at a game, no matter how they're playing, etc. Georgia Tech could be a 40,000 stadium in Atlanta. They're the home team coming in with this one. But I think it comes with the razzmatazz college football, and is, you know, it's the cheerleaders, it's the marching bands. It's the real, we tried to get 2 years out in relation to announcing these games, and we've Kansas State in town this weekend, for example, who are the home team for next year, are in viewing the game, etc. So if we can get out 18 months to 2 years, people treat it as a holiday. It's that I always wanted to do Ireland, or on my bucket list with Europe. We'll take in the game. So for us, it is a tourism and a business event where people really take their time to come over and enjoy Ireland and take it in. And it's the secondary events that are really important too. While they're here, we've starting from Wednesday evening and all through yesterday and today, there's a lot of education, academia, and business events happening throughout the city. So while there's the fun elements of pep rallies and tailgating as well, there's quite a serious side to it as well.
Of the crowd, how many would you say is 80-90% American, not 10% Irish? Or what,
no, we're nice. We're close to the business model now. Last year with Notre Dame, obviously, was 40,000 Americans in, which left very few tickets left for the Irish audience. So
that must have been tough for you personally.
Yes, it was great fun with tickets and requests, etc. This year is not as bad. So we have the original business model would be 20,000 Americans, 5,000 Europe, and 23,000 domestic. We're at 25,500 Americans in, another 15 out of Europe, so 27,000 and another 20,000 plus.
When you say Europe, you're talking about the UK?
Yeah, I guess
continental
expats, bucket list, come to Ireland, etc. So we have about 20,000 domestic local people in the audience this year, which is a great mix, and that's what we always wanted to get, and it'll be typical games outside.
What's the kind of feedback you're getting from the American travellers about value, costs, hotels, booking, all that piece? Because that would be a bit of a concern. We've heard all the various issues in tourism. What are you hearing from people that are involved in your game?
Yeah, I suppose the first thing from the tourists that are coming in at the moment, they're coming in and out of Florida and Atlanta, so they love the weather.
It's a big contrast to Florida in August.
So they absolutely love the weather. On cost, I think we're on a line because we're similar to a lot of cities in America at the moment. If there's any, they find it similar to home. They find accommodation in particular expensive. We find when we announce these games, unfortunately, rate goes up, which doesn't help, etc. Particularly in the city, not necessarily around the country. And that probably,
I mean, the rate goes up from the hotels.
Yeah,
Do you find that they go, oh, hang on, there's the date, let's go, right?
Yeah, you get the balance though with the regional hotels who work down with it. So if people are coming in for 7 days, they'll get X in Dublin and Y around the country. So it kind of balances itself out. We're fortunate the level of Americans that come in with this. They are ABCs, that they are spenders. It's a fabulous week for the country and Irish economic spend. That's a Grant Thornton figure of 115 million. We delivered 180 million economic return directly to.
So do you see this game? Obviously, you've got some part of next year already tied down. You've mentioned the team already. Do you see this have an event for that's now locked in, that Dublin's going to have this for many years, or do we have to kind of almost make the case anew each year to the people who can give us the game rights?
We have the opportunities. We're negotiating with our partners now, government, private and public-private partnership, to move this out to 2036. We find it as organisers.
So it would be contracted out to that?
Yeah, period. Well, once we have the funding in place, then we can. It's easier to actually for us to contract a game for 2033 than it is for 2026,
isn't it?
Because the way fixtures and everything work out there. But the longer we can build in, we get the higher fixtures and so on and so forth, which brings it in people. The likes of our 27 fixture, which includes the University of Pittsburgh and Wisconsin, they've been that game we've known about since 2022. So the amount of planning and organisation going around.
You think you'll stay in the Aviva Stadium? Would you like to sell seats in another venue across the north side?
Do you know what? The size really works. It's a small pitch. We've been in Croke Park before. We're not saying we never go back there. It's a fabulous stadium. We're so fortunate in this city to have two amazing stadiums, etc. For now, the stadium size in the Aviva, we slightly come down in size because of seat kills. So we're 47,500.
You don't want to kill the golden goose in the sense of be overly ambitious and have struggled to fill. I think you would, but
And television is really important to Ireland on this too. And
you have a live broadcast at this time. Who is that?
ESPN.
And
we have them for 9 hours in Dublin. So we have ESPN Game Day broadcast from Dame Street, which is a fantastic show. First time ever to come international. So that's where the 50 states of America will be watching the talent, the broadcasters discussing who's going to win the college football season and take it through, etc. And they have a really fun element, and they've done a lot of recording around Ireland over the last week, and then we're into the game from 5 o'clock in the stadium. So we'll average about 3.5 to 4 million over 9 hours. So that's
one
lovely exposure.
Did you have the card machines broke down at the stadium or something? Is that my
memory? 22
and free beer for everyone.
Free beer.
Any chance of that happening tomorrow? I might pop that.
It depends. I hope the credit card company have got their act together. So they had quite a steep bill out of that, but the promotion we got out of that, I think the New York Times picked it. The Irish hospitality's gone to another level. They gave everybody a free pint in the stadium. But yeah, that was fun. The first game we were back after COVID, we had Nebraska and Northwestern here, so that really added to it. And it's little things like that, and like the game day, that other schools, other colleges are watching. I like this Ireland thing. I like the idea of doing this, because coaches have to be convinced to come over. The coaches, it's no secret that the Florida State coach earns $10 million a year. Convincing a guy like that to move a game to Ireland is not easy. They have to see that the benefits of recruitment and everything that, from the kids' point of view as well, and they're staying on an extra day and allowing the team to go around Dublin and see it, etc., and take in the whole environment and get it. So that's part of the parcel in convincing coaches.
Now, finally, just before you go, how did you personally get involved in this? You're known here in my script as the man who brought us the College Football Classic. But what was your own original, long time ago, I know at this stage?
As many people know me, you know, we've some great restaurants around Dublin, Fire and Soul, and we operate the round room at the Mansion House. We've also a successful event business in corporate.ie. And back in 2011, Martin Ogden, who was a trustee of Notre Dame, told me there was a number of guys coming into town. Will you talk to them about what this game they're coming with? And little did we know that game, I had no idea what a pep rally or a tailgate was then. I went to South Bend, Indiana and seen 80,000 people on the side of on a pitch and another 40,000 outside. And I said, how do we get this to Ireland after 2012? So we worked hard with it. And thankfully, this is the third game in a row. It's never happened before where three college games have happened in the country. And it's a 5-game series. And now we want to extend it.
Well, listen, good luck with it tomorrow, but also good luck with it in terms of getting it out into the 2036.
Yeah.
It's kind of mind bending to even think about that time. What we'll all be doing or not doing at that point, but it'd be great to lock it in for that long just to have that sort of revenue flow assured for the city and surrounding areas. As you said, people who come to the game go and stay in other parts of Ireland, so it flows out into the provinces as well. Thank you very much. Best of luck. Hopefully, or maybe it'd be better if the credit card machines break down based on previous years, but I'm not saying that. Pádraic O'Kane is the co-founder and director of the Aer Lingus College Football Classic. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks, Emmett.
News Talk.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.